This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Saul Arellano. Date of birth, June 26, 1986. Case ID number is 978-7023. Date of exam, February 15, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated August 2023. Identifying information, this is a 37-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of epilepsy and a learning disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked before. He did finish high school. At the present time, he lives in an apartment by himself and has been receiving disability benefits for 18 years. Allegations, number one, epilepsy, number two, learning disorder. History of allegations, number one, epilepsy. The claimant states that in 1990, he started to develop seizures. He was told that he had a cyst in a brain and had had some minor trauma to his head, and that that was probably causing his seizures. He does not know what kind of seizures he has, and states that when he's having a seizure, he has a severe headache, blurred vision, tunnel vision. He feels like waves are hitting him, and he gets lightness of his, tightness of his head. He also states that his arms go numb, and he occasionally has nausea. He denies any history of cerebral vascular accident, drug withdrawal, or infectious diseases. He states he has a seizure at least twice a month, and the last time he went to the hospital for a seizure was in the year 2000. He states that his postictal symptoms include tiredness and weakness. He is presently on Option 600 milligrams QD for his seizures, which appear to be fairly well controlled. The last EEG that was performed on him was normal. Allegation number two, learning disorder. The claimant states that since birth, he has had problems with learning. He has difficulty focusing and did attempt to go to college, however, was unable to finish college homework. He states he has difficulty concentrating on what he has to do. He was in a normal classroom in high school, but did receive some special assistance in his classes. And he does have a high school diploma. The claimant appears to have a normal IQ, although borderline low. Daily activities, the claimant states he sleeps, watches TV, does light housework, goes to the grocery store, cooks, and does the laundry. He does not do any other exercises. The claimant also states that since 2024, he has had shoulder, elbow, and knee pain. He states his symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head with his left arm. His physician is Dr. Jorge Guevara. He is presently on ibuprofen 800 milligrams BID for pain, which does give him relief. He states the only physical activity he does are the chores. Family history, he did not know his father. His mother died of cancer of the breast. she did have diabetes mellitus and hypertension, and she died when he was a child. Medications, Lantus, 24 units, sub-Q QAM, Novolog, 6 to 12 units prior to meals, Opteon, 600 milligrams QD for seizures, Cetirizine, 10 milligrams QD, and Promethazine, 5 milligrams QD, PRN for, as needed for nausea. Medical problems, learning disorder, comma, allergies, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma. And probable gastroparesis. The claimant was in a motor vehicle accident in 2005 and sustained fractures of his right upper arm and elbow and had a elbow fusion of the right elbow performed, as well as a forearm fusion, which consisted of an open reduction and internal fixation in a 90-degree position. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcoholic claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 160 pounds. Height, 5 feet and 11 inches tall. BP, 120 over 83 mmHg. Heart rate, 93 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 97%. BMI, 22.5. General. This is a 37-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a somewhat reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. And binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to neurological? Claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was flat for the time. He did have fairly clear thought processes, but his memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal, secondary to a right fusion of the elbow in a 90-degree position. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. musculoskeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right upper extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except for a right arm deformity of effusion of the elbow area at a 90-degree angle, as well as fusion of the forearm. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motor, and sensory findings in the left upper extremity and in the lower extremity. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right upper extremities and has a fixed elbow in the 90-degree angle, which is secondary to a surgical fusion. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +3/5 for the right hand and +5/5 for the left. The claimant is able to pinch, oppose fingers, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms, especially of the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas, except for the right upper extremity, which was +3/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left hand and mildly abnormal for the right. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand, but not with the right. He hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right upper extremity with a fusion in the 90-degree angle. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength for the right hand and normal for the left at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, and has no other restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time, except for a right upper extremity fusion of his right elbow at a 90-degree angle, as well as his forearm. Probable diagnosis is, number one, epilepsy dash being treated appears to be fairly well controlled. The claimant does not appear to give signs and symptoms of a seizure disorder, and apparently EEGs were negative. There's not sufficient evidence to confirm his condition. Number two, learning disorder, mild. The claimant did graduate from high school in a normal class, but was unable to function well in college. He has a borderline low IQ. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Saul Arellano.